Hey folks, if you like listening to Stumble Through, there's now a way you can support the show. Click the link in the show notes to make a once-off donation through the Acast supporter feature. There's no ongoing commitment and you can give as little or as much as you'd like. I love making the podcast and I'd like to keep making it, so even if it's just the price of a coffee, every little bit helps. Thanks so much.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and community. I pay my respects to them and their cultures, and to elders both past and present.
How do you find the time when you can't find pause? A confirmation what your face is gonna open some doors. You do what you gotta do, stumble through.
Hello folks, and welcome to Stumble Through, the podcast for young Australian adults trying to figure shit out. I'm your host, Paula Overisher. I'm a writer, theatre creator and marketer. I am a short, round-faced white woman. We are travelling today because we are sitting on the floor of my dear friend's lounge room, and I'm sitting here with my hair piled on top of my head because we're at that weird in-between stage of it's sort of clean, but mostly not. So we're trying to make the most of, like, the volume and sort of clean look. And today we are talking about how to make friends as an adult with Janani. Welcome, Jay.
Thank you, Paula.
Welcome back. This is your third time on the podcast. Thank you for giving me so much of your time.
I love doing these with you.
Can you please describe yourself for the lovely listeners?
Yes, my name's Janani. I am a doctor now working at the Children's Hospital.
Oh my gosh, I should have introduced you as Dr. Jagannath.
Jagannathan? Yeah.
Yes.
I am a short, round-faced, brown woman. I'm Canadian, so that's the little accent that you might be hearing. And I'm just so happy to be on my floor with Paula.
Well, thank you for having me and everyone who listens. So it's getting quite crowded in here. Have you stumbled through anything this week?
Definitely. I've started my new job. So This hospital works with, it's mostly online and you take notes online and stuff. And the whole computer system is different to me. So I've been, you know, having to stop and be like, hey, can you show me this? And can you help me with that? And it's, but getting there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, no, it's really stressful to start a new workplace because it's not just, you know, the new job part of things. It's also like, oh, where do you put this thing? And
yeah,
I don't know about you, but you just feel so awkward about the most random things.
Oh, yeah. Like, where do I find this simple thing?
Yeah.
And processes take too long or a little bit longer than you'd like, but that's okay.
Yeah, it is. It's all part of the experience, right?
Yeah.
So I guess before we get stuck into the questions, the reason why I asked you on the podcast for this topic in particular was because so we're both immigrants and we've both had to make friends in a variety of different situations, but within our adult lives. You probably more than me at this stage because you've moved around a lot, like not just for uni, but also for placements. Is it placement or is that another name for it?
Yeah, like rotations.
Rotations.
Or even just work, yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to sort of get you on because you've had a lot of practice making friends.
Yeah, I guess. And the way we met was also kind of, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, that leads me on to my first question, which was, what are some of the unconventional ways and places that you've made friends?
I guess, like, in broad terms, the most unconventional way I've made friends is I like to say I steal other people's friends.
You steal other people's friends?
Yeah.
What is that? Just you just like put them in a bag and walk away with them?
I just, because sometimes it's hard to make friends, but if you've got, you know, a friend who's taking you to a party or invited you somewhere, then you get to meet their friends, and that's sort of how we met.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, you strike up a conversation, you see who you're vibing with, and then, you know, make plans to hang out or exchange numbers or Facebook or whatever it is, and voila,
yeah,
friends.
Surprise, it's just that simple. Oh, no, we met, I think we might have told the story before, but I think it's good enough that we should tell it again. We met when we were not so sober. We were in a mutual friend's lounge or kitchen. I think it was sort of the end of the night, because I remember it being very dark. And we somehow got onto the conversation topic of moles and checking for melanomas.
Yep. Skin cancer.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've got this. We learned that like a month ago. I'm an expert apparently now, because yeah, I learned it in med school. And then,
well, yeah, you were definitely more of an expert than me.
Nah. And then we just walked through the ABCDEs of,
oh, shit,
skin cancers.
Oh man, because I was like, on the way over here, I was like, oh, you know what? I should prove to her that I can remember this. But now there's an E in there and I'm thrown. Okay, wait, no. So let me try this. So A is asymmetry. So if the mole is like not symmetrical. B is borders. And that's to make sure that you've got like a proper clean border around the mole and that it doesn't just like blend in or look a bit weird, mm-hmm, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, C, is that contours or like color or something?
Color, yeah.
Yeah, so just making sure that it's all one solid color and that it's like the same color as all the rest of your moles.
Yeah, not really changing over, yeah, time.
And then D is diameter, so it's, you don't really have to worry or get it checked unless it, you know, is weird. Unless it's like bigger than a 5 cent piece, was it?
I actually can't remember. But even small ones sometimes you have to watch, yeah, out for. But yeah, yeah, I guess making sure it doesn't change.
Yeah. But what's E?
I think, maybe I'm making it up. I didn't even go over this. I think E is like if it's elevated or...
Oh, yeah, no, elevation. So that would be like the contours of it. If it's like bumpy in one bit, but not in the other.
Mm.
Ah, okay. And that was your crash course in how to check melanoma. Make sure that you guys do it. It is still sort of summer, I think, at time of release.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the leading cancers in Queensland. So
yeah,
it's easy enough to get a skin check done once a year and should be done.
Yeah. So do it. Do it. So you like to steal other people's friends. I think that other people would call that networking.
Miss Steal Your Friends. That's what I call it in my head.
Just nicely.
Yeah.
But like, it's not like you're taking them away from other people.
No. Happy to hang out with, you know, the friend that introduced me to them and the new friends.
Right.
But yeah, networking.
So it's not like a hardcore stealing. It's more just like you have pirated people's friends. Like we used to pirate DVDs and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because otherwise I feel like the way you make friends is like location, like uni, school, work, a gym class, a spin class, like something
spin
like that.
Spin class? That is such an American thing. What is spin class? What is that?
It's just like a cycle class, Paula.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was like, what is spinning? Because in my mind, up until today, I was literally just like, wait, so do people... Is this like that thing where before you throw like the discus or something, like you hold on to a weight and it's at the... You know what I'm talking about, right? Like it's got a handle.
Yeah.
Like
almost, and you just swing it.
Yeah, it's got a handle and a long rope and then a weight at the end and you like spin around and swing it. I'm like, is that what Americans are doing? That sounds like a dangerous class, man.
No, just a cycle class.
Okay. On stationary bikes, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because the wheels are spinning. Right. Got it. Got it. That took much longer than I thought it would. Well, I guess, yeah. So, you know, more, I suppose, conventional places that we would meet and make friends is, you're right, places that we have to go to. So work, home, the way to work, the way home. So if it's something incidental, like...
Yeah, I honestly think you're much better at that than I am.
What? Why?
Like, just, like, you strike up conversations with complete strangers, like, you know, real easy. Like, it's not, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, but like, it's...
Oh, no, I know. It's just because I could talk underwater. Yeah.
No, but like, you get to the good stuff really quick as well, and it's...
Thanks. I mean, yesterday I had a conversation with a lovely person, but then I... We were talking about how she was looking forward to seeing her remedial massage therapist because it was going to, you know, be like the good kind of pain and then she'd feel better afterwards. I was like, oh yeah, well, you know, just take a bath with Epsom salts or something. And then somehow I was like offering my bath, but my bath is at my parents' house. So then we were playing through the scenario of like...
How she would take a bath. How she would take...
I was like, what the...
Didn't he end up in that?
I mean, look, we were both laughing, so I still count it as a win, but I'm like, this was not my most charming moment.
But look, that, like, awkwardness is just life, isn't it?
Yeah.
And just embracing that is, I think, also important when you're trying to make friends.
For sure. You're right. So places that you'd usually go where it's a little bit easier to strike up those conversations because, you know, you have to talk to them for work. Or because you're in a project together at uni or at school, or I suppose from then on we start getting into where else can we go where it's not compulsory to be there, you know, like if you have housemates or stuff. So it would be like, you know, you mentioned spin class, so an exercise activity, the gym.
Yeah, even just like if you live with housemates, like housemate dinners, and then
everyone brings someone.
Yeah. Or, like, games nights, even. Like, our house, they like playing board games a lot. So, just invite your friends and they invite theirs. And
that's an excellent way because board games means you've got, like, something fun to do that's low stakes but still, you know, fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got an activity. So, if the conversation dies, you can just focus on
that. Yeah. And, like, some games are really good at just bringing out, like, people's personalities. Like,
are you saying that you use like Monopoly and Uno as a test of people's personalities? Is this like psychometric testing for friends?
No, well, not necessarily, but you know, like we've all been in situations where you're in a room and there's like, you know, the really loud outgoing people and there's like the quiet more chill people and people in between, and you can kind of suss out who you gravitate towards.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, look, as a loud, outgoing person myself, I usually take it upon myself to pick on one of the quiet people and just go, you there, you and I are talking now.
And often I think quiet people or quieter people like myself appreciate that.
So if any fellow loud people are listening, it is your civic duty to go and talk to the quiet ones.
Because we'll keep the conversation going. We'll ask enough questions to keep you talking so that we don't have to talk.
Okay, excellent. So, like, game nights, perfect. If you've got gym or something, I don't want to give the advice of go make friends at the gym necessarily because that is the last place that I want to talk to anyone personally.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that people at the gym who are regular gym goers, gymmers, I don't know, if they will be able to spot me and my kind, because I should basically just wear a t-shirt that says, don't talk to me. Like, I want to pretend that this is not happening.
Yeah.
Don't make eye contact. Don't talk to me unless you're like, hey, you're about to die. Or no. Like, can I use that after you?
Yeah. To be honest, I don't think I've ever made friends with anyone at a gym or at a gym class, because you're right. You either go there and you're like, no one look at me, no one notice me, or you're there and you just don't, you don't really want to have a chat with anyone. You go do your workout and you leave. But like, it might work for some people, I guess.
Yeah. Or I suppose if you do like a social class, like if you like do a regular Pilates class in the morning or something, then you can talk to people before and after or something like that.
And like, your instructor is almost obligated to speak to you. So there you go.
Oh my God. That is something that I get randomly embarrassed about sometimes, when like instructors talk to me and like they correct my form, I'm suddenly like, oh god.
I think we all are here. That happened to me at a spin class once, and I was like, no, but no one looked.
Just like, no, this is not happening.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other places that people could go. Oh, look, I mean, if you're religious, you know, church or places where you worship, that could be a nice place. You could join a youth group there, or like, you know, volunteering is also great.
Yeah. Or even just clubs, like things you're interested in, and then you find other people who you have the same interests, like. I think rock climbing is one example that I can think of. Not that I've used it, but I know some people like to learn like different dances and stuff. And that's kind of fun. And
yeah, for sure. I mean, in Brisbane, we have Mad Dance House, which is good for, you know, dance classes and stuff.
Mm.
And then you're right. There's like rock climbing gyms and things, which do sound like they're super social. You could do volunteering, but you could also do a professional like networking thing, like a club. So there's like Brisbane Junior Chamber of Commerce, and there's also JCI, which is Junior Chamber International. I mean, those are two professional networking groups, but they also like actually help you build skills as well. So a lot of their meetups will be like, learn to do public speaking, or let's talk about this issue or something.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah. So, you know, just sort of having a Google and joining some of that, it's pretty all right. So I guess, you know, now we found the places, be they conventional or unconventional, where is the most unconventional place that you've made a friend?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Put you on the spot.
Well, I guess on a plane. Yeah. Because I was flying back to Australia. We were not good friends, but I mean, he followed me on, like, Instagram or something, so surely that counts, like, making a social media connection.
Yeah, you know, if you talk a couple of times.
Yeah, but yeah. It was probably not the best place to make a friend, because that flight was one where most people wanted to sleep.
Ah.
And I was, you know, on the quieter side, not really talking heaps, but he just kept talking.
Ah, he was a me. He decided that you were going to be friends.
The guy behind us was not very happy. But it was okay by the end of the flight. He was like, oh, sorry, mate. Like, I didn't mean to tell you to shut up.
I was just cranky because I hadn't had my 8 hours.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
But yeah, I guess that one. And then helped him figure out where to go after getting off the plane, and gave him a ride with a friend, and that was it. Yeah,
cool. I'm trying to think
about, but I haven't really ever spoken to him again. So,
well, I mean, friend in passing. You know, I guess if you were going to go to a place that you both talked about, maybe you'd reach out or something.
Yeah, it was really funny because I remember, like, I couldn't really hear what he was saying on the plane either.
Yep.
And it took me a good, like, 10 minutes to realize that he wasn't talking about a dog. He was talking about his daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you want to be his friend?
What do you mean?
He was talking about his daughter like a dog? What?
No. It was just, I guess, because I was maybe half asleep, half awake, like tired.
Right.
And then it was a bit hard to hear him because...
Well, I suppose children do behave in similar ways to animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, I was late to this recording session because I had to clean up the mess that the kitten made in the kitchen. It was a candle. She knocked over a candle, and so there was glass everywhere. And because the candle was like next to some containers of sugar and stuff, like that had also sort of made a mess too. So it was like, great. So I've got sugar and glass all over my floor. Fantastic.
Hard to tell the difference.
It was green, thankfully. So candle, it was a Christmas present from a dear friend of mine. One of my oldest friends, actually. And she knocked it over. And so it was easy to tell the glass, but like, I can still burn the candle, but it's still like, dang it. I think the weirdest place that I sort of made a friend was probably in line it was last year, and I got a ticket to this event. It was a screening of a show by this local legend, Mio Michael / Charlie Burrows. I adore her work, and She was holding this event for the screening of her latest short film, and I made a friend in the line to that event because I arrived. I asked the person who I was in front of me if she could check that my dress was zipped up or something.
Yeah.
I was just like, sorry, could you just check this? And then we started talking and now we're friends and we go for coffee and she is amazing. So Lena, if you're listening, I really appreciate your friendship.
Yeah.
But even when we've made those connections, one of the reasons why we struggle to make friends as adults is, from what I've read, like a level of trust and also time.
I was gonna say it's gotta be time.
Yeah, because even if you know you sort of make a connection and feel comfortable trusting that person to come out of your shell a little bit and be a little bit vulnerable, now you've actually got to dedicate the time to making and strengthening those relationships. So I guess, how do you make time for friends, old and new?
I was thinking about this earlier when we were talking about doing this podcast, and I honestly feel like since COVID, it's been really, really hard. And I've, most of the time that I've had, I've made for myself or like people I'm really close with, who tend to be older friends. So I don't know, it's tricky, but I know that if there wasn't COVID and if I was like, you know, very keen on getting to know new people that I've met, you have to set aside time. It's just like setting aside time to brush your teeth or setting aside time to do your groceries. Like, if making friends and getting to know people is something you want to do, you sort of do have to push yourself, especially if you're not the most outgoing person and actively, you know, leave the house.
Leave the house.
Unless you invite people into your space, then that's also one way to do it as well.
No, you're so right. And it's, I think that we have this preconception because back in the days of school or even uni to a certain extent, we were thrown together with lots of different people and we were kept there. So we had to make friends and friendships just sort of started organically. But the less opportunities that you have to be thrown together with lots of different people and kept there for an extended period of time, like, the less likely you are to have those organic friendships where you don't have to work at it. Like, friendship is hard work.
Yeah.
It always has been, and I don't understand why we think that it should be this easy, effortless thing. Because you're right, it involves time. And if you want to do it, and if you care about the people involved, or if you value having friends, then you have to work at it.
Yeah. And on that note, it's also a two-way street. Like, you shouldn't be the only one putting effort in.
Yeah.
Because everyone deserves to have, you know, other people put some effort into that relationship too. So I think recognizing that is important. But yeah, I think actually making time for it. But then also, you know, you can message and video chat or, you know, play games online or do stuff like that as well.
Yeah, like, you just have to find time and ways to do it that work for you. Like, so many of my friendships are based almost solely on just sending memes back and forth. Particularly the long distance ones. Because, like, you know, it's not like you can meet up and go for coffee.
And bonding over, like, like that one thing, like, it might be work or that, you know, difficult patient or but
for sure,
you know, the difficult situation that you came across at work or
No, you're right. One of the easiest ways to strengthen a connection is to find, even if it's just the one thing in common, and just go for that. You know, like, if you have a friend that you met at your rock climbing gym or something, and that's the circumstances that you met in, and so you have that in common, but maybe you got close to them because, I don't know, you both like the Great British Bake Off, then a super easy way to keep that relationship alive is to just keep sending memes back and forth to each other about, like, Great British Bake Off stuff, or say, oh, have you seen the latest episode or something like that.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be like, and now I will invite them over for a 5-course dinner.
No, and that's so draining for some people. Also, like, having your friends in compartments in a way is not a bad way to start, and then eventually you can, you know, merge them all if you want, but
you're right. Yeah. No, there are those people who don't like their food touching on the plate.
Yeah,
you can, that's okay in general, but it's also okay to do that with friends. Like, it's okay to have, these are the friends that I, like, these are my single friends, you know? These are the friends that I talk about dating and how annoying it is. These are the friends that I talk about work with. These are the friends that I talk about everything with or whatever, because we've been friends for that long. Or this is the friend that I send memes back and forth to about dogs.
Yeah, yeah. And then don't put pressure on. And just see, you know, if they stay in that compartment, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then if, you know, you end up really enjoying that person's company or hanging out with them, then it can turn into, you know, they're just a friend. Like, yeah. Rather than a friend who you do something with.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose it is worth mentioning as well that there are, like, different styles of friendship and different, you know, some people are just never going to be the first ones to reach out, but they will always, like, make the time if you do.
Yeah.
And it's just recognizing that's not necessarily a sign of a bad friend or a bad person. It's just a different way.
Yeah. And often those people, because I feel like I'm sometimes one of those people, but if they can't meet up or, you know, organize a time with you, they should try to, you know, suggest an alternative.
That's something that when people don't do it, I get perhaps irrationally frustrated with. I'm like, no. If we've made plans and, like, you cancel or something, or if I'm continually trying to make a time to spend time with you and you keep blowing me off, either this is like, okay, I get the message and we're done.
Yeah.
Or, like, you're making the effort to offer another option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't come down to you to read between the lines and, you know, figure out, oh, maybe this person doesn't want to hang out with me. Mm. Like, and that could be it. But, like, it's hard to keep putting in effort if the other person isn't even making it easy and they just keep putting the ball back in your court.
For sure. You know, it's like, well, who has time for that?
Yeah.
We're grown adults.
Yeah.
Hello, folks. I'm just popping in to let you know that Stumble Through is now hosted on Acast. It's really exciting, and it means that you're going to be hearing some ads on Stumble Through from now on. The ads do help me keep the podcast going, and you can help me and Stumble Through if you wanted to make a once-off donation. You can support the podcast through the Support the Podcast feature. It's just a little link in the show notes, and you can make a once-off donation. There's no minimum spend, no strings attached. It's kind of like you're throwing me a coffee once in a while, and that would be amazing. So if you want to support Stumble Through, click on the Support the Podcast link in the show notes. All right, back to the episode. Hope you enjoy. That does bring us to, you know, the feelings thing again, which is, you know, we found people that we think are cool, and now the next issue is how awkward we can feel. Because it's like, it's sort of similar to dating, I guess, because we get all self-conscious and we're like, oh, you know, we're just sitting there like, please like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are your tips for dealing with those feelings?
Embracing that awkwardness is just a part of life.
Yeah.
I have very, very, like, many awkward moments, like, and I've just embraced that and, you know, roll with it, laugh at it. It often makes the other person feel more comfortable as well. And just, like, you know, they'll be like, oh, this person's way more awkward than I am. And then it's just more comfortable for them, and they, like, obviously don't go out of your way to...
You don't make it weird.
Yeah. Yeah, don't make it weird intentionally.
You can literally just say, ooh, that was a bit awkward, sorry.
Yeah.
Or like, ooh, that came across a bit weird, didn't it? Sorry, I didn't mean that. And then that will be a moment of almost vulnerability, and the other person can go, oh, it's fine. Or that, you're right, it can make you feel closer to the person, because you're like, oh, no, I have been there myself. I too have said something silly.
Yeah.
I too have been like, oh, that sounded different in my head.
Yeah. And then, you know, if someone ends up judging you for something, then probably not yeah, gonna be your friend anyway.
So. No, don't. That's okay. That's not your friend. You've both saved some time.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, welcome to life.
Yeah.
We are awkward. We make mistakes. We learn. Hopefully we get better.
Ah, yeah. I'm thinking of some of the awkward moments I've had just with patients, like, in the hospital. And you laugh it off. And
yeah.
They laugh it off, too. And they, you know, they appreciate it. And,
for sure.
Yeah.
And honestly, no one thinks about it as much as we think they do.
Exactly.
Like, when was the last time you obsessed over how awkward someone else was?
Exactly.
Like, it just doesn't happen.
No, you only obsess over how weird you were.
I get it. You know, it's a survival thing. It's like, oh, I got to learn from that. Yes. But, you know, it's not as big a deal as we think it is. Now it's time for the Things I've Never Said segment, where we accept anonymous submissions and confessions from our listeners on the topic we discuss. We have one submission this week, and it says, it's so hard to keep up the momentum when you've met someone cool. It feels like that initial connection just fizzles out before we get to have that coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's happened to all of us, I think.
Absolutely. And sometimes I've noticed it's because of the time between when you said, oh, let's have coffee, and actually, you know, trying to make plans or something.
Yeah.
It's almost like a dating app in the ways that, like, once you say, oh, we should meet, then it's like, okay, but let's meet as quickly as possible.
Yeah, actually putting into action the words that have been spoken.
Yeah, just because otherwise, like, you forget. Mm-hmm. And the longer it's been, the easier it is to go, oh, well, this is more important. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, this, that, and the other, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I find it helpful to have your schedule in your phone. So I've tried to do that, put my roster into my phone, and because I always have my phone with me, so it's easy to be like, these are the dates I'm free.
Yeah.
When are you free? Or is there a place you want to check out? That's a good one too, I think, because it's a bit, you know, two birds, one stone kind of deal.
For sure. Oh, it's the same with, like, probably a really good one is also like movies or theater or something like that, or even if it's a concert. Like, I don't know, I'm not a big concert goer, so maybe that's more of an intimate thing, I don't know. But if you say, oh, I really want to go to this movie, then that gives you a time, a thing to do, a limited time too, because the movie's only going to be in cinemas for so long.
Yeah, and you don't have to stress about what you're going to say.
Yeah, exactly, you know? And you can, like, debrief about the movie afterwards, and then that gives you something to talk about too, so...
Yeah, but... Yeah, it's true though. It can be like, you can make a new friend and then be like, oh, we should get coffee sometime. Mm-hmm. But then that's as far as it ever goes.
Yeah.
I think being aware that of that, that your tendency is to do that. Yeah,
for sure. And that's like totally normal. Everyone has had that more than once, at least, you know?
Yeah. But I definitely feel like, especially when I've moved and I've been in like a new environment with only new people, and you're put in that situation where you, if you want to hang out with people, you have to make new friends and you have to put yourself out there. You will make the time and you'll put in that effort. So yeah, just sussing out where you are, where you're at.
I think you're right. And, you know, putting yourself out there, it's not just, you know, you have to leave the house, you have to go and do a thing. And activities are great because, as we said before, it gives you a place and a time, it gives you a group of people. Actually, I read that some sociologists have suggested that it's easier to make friends in a group as opposed to one-on-one. So those places where you do go to a dance class or you do like a regular cycling group or something, it's easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
less pressure.
For sure, you know? I guess even when it comes to networking, you know, I guess an easy thing, it's not easy, but it's simple. You know, don't be afraid to be the one who's vulnerable first, because often if you reach out and open up, then someone else will mirror that.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it doesn't have to be like deep-seated trauma. Like that's probably not safe.
No.
But
no,
sorry. That's okay. I was like, what was that? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is either.
An odd sound. But, you know, if it's something like, oh, I'm really nervous about this thing at work or something.
Yeah.
Or that's a way to, you know, open up a little bit and talk about something that you felt or something that is a little bit less than perfect about yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think making friends as an adult is hard.
Yes, it is. It really, really is. There are so many studies that say it.
Yeah. There's all these different tips and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's
comes down to yourself and, like, if what your priorities are. Like, you know, if whatever time off you have, you just need to do admin stuff and get on top of your life, and that's what makes you feel good, then that's probably what you'll prioritize doing. And that's not a bad thing. And not having heaps of friends
is
totally fine and probably even good. Like, to find good friends is really hard.
Yeah. No, you're right. And that really beautifully rounds us out, I think. Is there anything else that you wanted to say? Anything else you didn't get a chance to say during the rest of the podcast?
No, I think this was a really interesting and good topic.
Like, thank you.
I don't know. Like, I think a lot of people struggle with it, but you don't want to, like, how do you go around asking? Like,
right? It's not so hard.
Yeah, it's not like when you're in kindergarten.
No, it's not. And it's so, like, that's one of the things that makes me feel so awkward, because I'm sitting there thinking, like, oh my God, can you please be my friend?
Yeah.
And sometimes it works to say it out loud. Sometimes it really does not.
No. Yeah, some people you can do that with, because they'll be like, oh my God, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. And other people are like, I was just standing in line to get coffee. Like, calm down. Yeah. I think everyone feels that, you know, and it is hard, and it's okay to struggle because you're not alone.
Yeah, but just gotta, you know, put out a branch or put out an arm, and someone will.
It'll be okay. And you know, if people don't take it, that's fine. Just keep putting it out there. You know, can't win the race if you're not in it.
Yeah, and find things that make you happy, even if it's not with, like, stuff you do with other people.
Yeah. I suppose this is all friends in person. We should probably, we'll have to do a whole other episode on, like, how to make friends online. And then I'll have an entire section on safety.
Yes. Meet in a public location.
With all the lights on during the daytime. Yeah, I guess last question that I have for you is, what would you do if you knew 10,000 people would do the same?
I think, given how hot it is, I would go for a swim, and then everyone would go for a swim, and it'd be a massive pool party. And I mean, this is assuming we're all swimming in the same place, but that's, I don't know.
Yeah, why not? That could be fun. Aw, I love that. Now, because you're a doctor, you don't really have anything to plug, but, you know, I wish you all the best in your endeavors.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I could plug the children's hospital or any sort of,
make donations if you can. Hospitals, you know, do enjoy receiving donations because it helps them do research and fund important things like entertainment for the kids and stuff.
Yeah, there's, you know, we even have, like, hospital schools and things, so there's a lot more that goes on at a children's hospital than just, you know, making them feel better physically.
Well, thank you again for your time today, Jay. And thank you for listening. Thanks, as always, to Zane at That's Not Canon Productions. Graphics are by Claudia Piggott, music by Jessica Fletcher, and editing by Dominic Guilfoyle. If you've stumbled upon us, don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It helps other people find us and makes me really happy. You can find us on Instagram at StumbleThroughPod. We do pep talks every Sunday. Until next time, do your best and take care of each other. Bye! Chat soon!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.